Maybe when people are in their mid-40s, this is the time when they're headhunted. A number of jobs came up all over the place, in North America, in Australia, and in England. But this one appealed to me. I think it was, I much admired J.Z. Young. A university college is a great place, and I felt it would be a wonderful challenge, and I was thought about it a lot. In fact, I brought my family over for 3 months and said we would take the vote at the end of 3 months as to whether we would stay or not. I believe that a head of department should not only give administrative leadership but academic leadership. He must be passionate himself for science, because if he doesn't do it, he starts doing the logical thing and not looking at irrational, awkward characters who are brilliant scientists and just like artists want to get on with it. And I never wanted to lose sight of that, and I wanted my passion and enthusiasm to rub off on everybody. So I wasn't just an administrator, and I think that's a terrible mistake when departments are run by administrators. I used to tell my staff, anything short of anarchy is okay with me. If you disturb other people, I'll stop you, but you work like artists the way you want to work. And that kind of freedom was very attractive to a lot of the great scientists we had in the department, and I was pleased about that. And we were, of course, very multidisciplinary. You wouldn't know what department it was. It had molecular biology, biochemistry, everything.